The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, Matthew 5, 13 through 20. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20, New Revised Standard Version. Matthew 5, 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. Salt will enhance flavor and preserve food when properly prepared. Jesus' followers will make the earth a better place to live by teaching people about Jesus and His message. If salt becomes tasteless or ineffective because of impurities, it has lost its value and will be useless for the intended purpose. Jesus' followers must maintain a pure, biblical faith and life based on His teachings to help others to come to faith in Jesus and obedience to Him. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. Light enables us to see where we should go and helps us avoid stumbling and falling. Light enables us to live. The word light sometimes means truth. Jesus said that He was the light of the world, the truth, and the life. See John chapter 8, verse 12, and John chapter 14, verse 6. God revealed the truth He wants people to live by. Jesus makes His followers into people who can share the truth the world needs in order to live. The light of Jesus and His followers cannot be hidden. See John chapter 3, verse 21. Matthew 5:15. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Jesus came as the light of the world. See John chapter 12, verse 46. Jesus has given light to His followers, and they become children of light. See John chapter 12, verse 36. God has not hidden the truth about Himself or how He wants us to live. But God has given light or truth to the world through Jesus and His followers in a way for all to see. In the house of God, people can learn the truth about Jesus and how to follow Him as they pray, study, trust, and obey the Bible's teachings in the power of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This command of Jesus is similar to His statement, quote, "But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." John chapter 3, verse 21. Jesus also warned that not everyone will give glory to God when they see the good works of His followers. Quote, "And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." John chapter 3, verse 19. Indeed, Jesus said that some who followed Him would be persecuted. See Matthew 5:10-12. The motivation of Jesus' followers for doing good works should be to show their love for and to give glory to God their Father and Jesus, and then to motivate others to love and give glory to God too. Matthew 5:17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come, not to abolish, but to fulfill. The moral law, the law of love and the Ten Commandments, for example, and the ceremonial law, laws regarding feasts and sacrifices, for example, revealed through Moses and applied and interpreted through the prophets in the Bible, were fulfilled by Jesus, with some still to be fulfilled after He comes again. When He lived on earth, Jesus perfectly obeyed the laws of the Bible, but not the traditions of the scribes and Pharisees. By His sacrificial death on the cross, Jesus fulfilled what the prophets foretold, and being without sin, He suffered the consequences that the law demanded upon lawbreakers and sinners. Thus, Jesus upheld the law of God. Matthew 5:18. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. All will be accomplished after Jesus Christ comes again. He fulfilled many of the ceremonial laws. For example, because of His sacrificial death, we no longer need to make ceremonial sacrifices for the forgiveness of sins. The law of love, the requirement that people love God and others, will never pass away. And Jesus' followers will love God and others whether they live on earth or in heaven. Jesus' followers will actually love because they love, and not because they are trying to love, because they do not love, just because the law commands them to love God and others. Matthew 5:19. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. To break means to disobey. No one should disobey or teach anyone to disobey the moral law, the law of love, as interpreted by Jesus. or what may seem to be the least of the moral laws. No one should disregard the meaning of the ceremonial laws, because Jesus fulfilled many of the ceremonial laws, as interpreted by Jesus and the New Testament. Some may claim to be followers of Jesus in the kingdom of heaven, but they try to teach people to distrust the teachings of the Bible and Jesus. When his followers teach people to trust in Jesus and his teachings, they are considered great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:20. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Many of the scribes and Pharisees did not love God or their neighbors, but they insisted that Jesus, his disciples, and others obey them and their traditions. They sometimes used their traditions to set aside the law of God, to disobey the law of God, and to teach others to do the same. See Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Because the followers of Jesus love God and others, they exceed their righteousness and enter the kingdom of heaven. In John chapter 8, verse 31, quote, Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. Of the religious leaders who lied and wanted to kill Jesus, Jesus said, You are from your father, the devil. John chapter 8, verse 44. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. How might you use Jesus' teaching in these verses to help someone who thinks that if they are a Christian, then they do not need to obey the law of God? 2. Why might you say it is important or unimportant to teach Christians about the moral law and the ceremonial law? 3. How might someone exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees? Do Christians need to do this? 4. Compare Psalms 119, verse 160, quote, The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances endures forever, with Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. 5. Is Psalms 119, verse 124, quote, Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love, and teach me your statutes, a prayer that followers of Jesus can still pray today. Give a reason for your answer. International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Living as Salt and Light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. Jesus told his disciples they were the salt of the earth. Salt gives flavor to food. Jesus and his followers add flavor to life on earth. Without Jesus and his followers, the earth could become a dreary place. The followers of Jesus show and teach what life on earth can mean for those who will live according to Jesus' teachings. Salt can also act as a preservative for food. As Jesus' followers truly learn and live how God wants his children to live, they help preserve the moral and spiritual way of life that God knows will bring true happiness to everyone who will live according to Jesus' commands. As the salt of the earth, Jesus' disciples are also the light of the world. John wrote that when Jesus came, he was the light of the world, and the darkness did not overcome or comprehend his light. John chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. John wrote that apart from Jesus Christ, people will walk in darkness and stumble and not know where they are going. See John chapter 11, verse 10, and John chapter 12, verse 35. Thankfully, Jesus promised, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life." John chapter 8, verse 12. The light that shines forth from Jesus' followers is Jesus working in and through them to give truth and understanding to the world, as they teach the Bible in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent his followers that everyone who believes in Jesus should not remain in the darkness. See John chapter 12, verse 46. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2019 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.